All right, Sam, so we're going to get together with the big group next week to go through our free agent signings as well as Tyvis Powell, who is a waiver claim, to discuss, you know, the player's strengths, how we see them fitting into our group.
Okay.
And we'll go through this tape with everybody, but we'll start with Zeidler right now.
All right, so. Sounds good.
So with Zeidler, obviously playing at Wisconsin, first-round pick by the Bengals, you know, spent time in Hugh's system in Cincinnati. So, you know, coming in here would be a flawless transition mm-hmm. into our offense. He's a very smart player. And he's kind of has a balanced overall skill set and does an excellent job of sustaining his blocks and getting the job done, you know,
right.
and that's what we need, you know, overall.
He's literally a plug-and-play guy, knows the system. This is a guy that's been, you know, a starter for a long time in Wisconsin. They literally nicknamed the guy the Terminator because he was all football all the time. So the first play here, you see the athleticism and his play strength here, so you can see his eyes immediately snap. And again, his strength with his right hand here, to me this is excellent. The fact that he knows enough to do this and he's physically capable and strong enough of one-handing this guy down past the center. The guy tries to jump on him. Again, love it. Tries to give him a little push to finish. This is how we want to play in this division.
Absolutely.
So here we go on to some pass protection here. So talk me through the technique here and what you see.
Again, good hands inside the defender's shoulder pad, so he's already winning the leverage battle. Again, has the torque and bend to be able to, you know, stay underneath and anchor at a, you know, very good level, in my opinion, here. You have, you know, a power rusher trying to mm-hmm. bull rush his way into the pocket, and, you know, he handles them quite easily, again, because of his athleticism.
I just like that he's been a very consistent player throughout his career. A lot of players, you know, you see fluctuations in play. He's more or less been the same guy since day one, and that's kind of a testament to who he is and what he can do for us going forwards. So tell me about Treader, his kind of history in Green Bay and what that looks like and how you see him playing for us.
Treader, draft pick out of Cornell. Really, since he's been in Green Bay, he's played tackle, he's played guard, kind of found a home at center. When he has been on the field, really excels because of that, his athleticism, his ability to get out in space and run. I think he'd be a good fit for us.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so here we go, reaching a hard nose technique here. Again, pretty good player over his head, right?
Pro bowler.
Yep. So tell me what you're seeing here.
Again, you see quickness off the snap, and then this is probably one of the most impressive plays on this clip here of his athleticism and ability to turn his hips and feet to be able to cut off this you know, Pro Bowl nose tackle here. So again, this is a tough block for most centers to be able to make in this league,
right.
And he's able to do it.
Right.
Looking rather easily.
Tell me what you're seeing here, especially with the right hand.
Yeah, no, again, I mean, similar play to the past couple of him getting out mm-hmm. on a zone play, but again, you see, you know, both the strength, the athleticism, and then the awareness to be able to kind of just stick his hand out there, you know, sustain his block, cut off a guy, mm-hmm. open up a lane for his running back, and then, you know, continue and try to look to finish a play. You know, again, impressive small things like that separate the, you know, the very good centers or athletic centers from other guys that mm-hmm. you know, stuff like this is what we're looking for.
Right. Even here at the end, most guys trip over one of these two piles.
Absolutely, yeah.
You can tell this dude's got a little athleticism to him. All right, so tell me about Kenny Britt. You had these guys for the advance last year,
right.
Correct, when he was in St. Louis, and then evaluated him this year. Talk to me about how you've seen his career evolve and who you think he is as a player.
Yeah, so Kenny Britt, Rutgers guy, former first-round pick of the Tennessee Titans, kind of came out, you know, had an excellent rookie year early, mm-hmm. you know, early in his career, and really this year with the LA Rams now, had his best year since his rookie season, over 1,000 yards, and was their go-to receiver. It's a physical presence, a big-body receiver
mm-hmm.
That can win in the contested areas.
He plays the receiver position the way we want guys to play. I mean, he's a tough, physical guy. He's competing for every yard. See it here, he runs through a Pro Bowler's tackle, spins out of it, gets the safety on him, is able to, you know, get into the end zone. That's what we're looking for. All right, so Tyvis Powell, local workout guy from Ohio State, was with Seattle last year. This was a waiver claim at the end of the season for us. Now, when Tyvis was in Seattle, you know, he did have, you know, the interception production in the preseason. He stood out on special teams. This is a big guy with ball skills, and if you talk to Tyvis for 2 minutes, you can tell how much this kid loves football.
And the Browns.
He is nonstop football, great character guy, excited. He's the type of guy that you're excited to add to the room not just because of his physical play, his size, his football traits, but just the fact that, you know, this is the type of guy we want on this team. So after reviewing all these guys, you know, how do you think these additions impact us going forward and heading into the draft?
So I think these guys, you know, improve our roster right now. I think it was a very good start to the offseason for us, you know, helping our roster and ultimately get to where we want to be, and that is winning the Super Bowl. And, you know, I think looking forward to now the draft coming up, I think we have a great opportunity to add some more talent, more competition throughout the roster,
right.
and really just looking forward to, you know, a couple of weeks now for the draft.